till the screen comes up. Okay. Good morning. I'm Susan Drummond, Kitsap County Hearing Examiner. Today is Thursday morning, July 25th, 2019. It's about 9:14. We had a short delay due to some technical difficulties, but I think we've got everything fixed. We have just one item on the agenda. That is a conditional use permit request for an accessory dwelling unit, case number 19-00873. The order of procedure will be as follows. This morning, we'll hear briefly from the planning department. I think Ms. Sands will provide a summary of the proposal. The applicant will have an opportunity to present, and then anyone who is here who wishes to provide public testimony on the proposal may do so, and the applicant will have an opportunity to address any questions which arise. I have reviewed the staff report and the other exhibits, 1 through 27, so I'm familiar with the proposal. But Ms. Sands, if you would like to step forward and present, or present from there, either way. If you could state your name for the record.
For the record, my name is Meg Sands, planner with the Department of Community Development for over 25 years.
And you swear to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
So I would like to introduce it again into the record, just to be clear, exhibits 1 through 27. So you have the electronic version then of the presentation, because I did print a version because I wasn't sure if you would have.
Not yet, but I do have 1 through 27, and then I'll if you don't have a copy, I'll have that emailed. So
would you like one?
Sure, yeah. So we'll go ahead and admit 1 through 28. Oh, this one's 27. Okay. So
when it refers to the presentation on there, I'm presuming it means the slides.
So that's correct. So
that's what this is.
Okay. The numbering I've got here is 1 through 28, but we can sort it out, because with 27 being the staff report.
Oh, okay. My mistake. I have an old version of the index to the record.
Oh, okay. So there must have been something
added. So that helps me. So the staff report's exhibit 27.
Correct.
Then.
That's what I've got.
There was another item.
So those are all admitted.
Okay. So what I want to let you know is that SEPA was done for this project. Exhibit, I believe it's 17, mm-hmm. Determination non-significance. There was no appeal, so therefore we're just hearing the conditional use permit request that's before you. The owners of the property, the Brazos, are not here today, but their parents, Colleen Brazos' parents, Joe and Kathy Kiernan, are here to testify. And you'll see that we do have in the record, and I believe it is exhibit 23, but I'm not sure since I don't have a most up-to-date record, the authorization.
Yeah, that's 23.
Yes, okay. So with that, let me just kind of run through the PowerPoint here, if I can make the machine work, and kind of give you an idea where we are in the county. So we're up north towards Kingston, and we're just off of 104 on the north side. You can see Port Gamble Bay to the north. To the east is Kingston. And here's kind of a general aerial for the neighborhood. You'll see to the west, there's a plat, which has kind of urban-sized lots. In the general vicinity, there's acreage lots of various sizes. And then off to kind of the somewhat southwest and west, there's some industrial property. You'll be able to see that a little bit better on the zoning map as far as where that area is. Through up the critical areas, there's nothing really impacting this property in the context of wetland streams, slopes. This indication of geohazard is more a soil-based, not necessarily a significant slope issue. In the area of development, I don't think I have a pointer. Okay, I'm afraid if I touch the screen, it's going to send me to the next slide.
Right.
So off kind of to the east, and we'll be able to see it on the site plan, so I'll get to that in just a minute as to where we're talking there. This whole property in general area is covered by a critical aquifer, category 1. However, residential development is not a potential threat to that. We have written a condition, I believe it's condition 24 in the staff report for use. There's no expectation, but it just notifies anyone that maybe a future owner or even these owners that there are certain activities that are not allowed or they require additional approval or additional studies. This is kind of zooms you into the general area. The house is kind of on the south side to slightly the northwest. There is a carport there. Further north of that is a shop. Slightly to the east is a covered storage area. And then slightly in front of that is a greenhouse. The proposed accessory dwelling unit is going to be a little bit farther to the east, kind of in about where the shadow is of that tree on the south portion of the property. This is just a different aerial view of things. Sometimes it's a little bit crisper and you get a little different view of how things kind of fall on the property. Here's the zoning map, so you can see that the general area is zoned rural residential, the subject property is zoned rural residential, and the industrial area is that that's identified kind of in a brown REC, which stands for Rural Economic Center. So I apologize for the site plan. I can't do it in a north position in the way this format is set up, so you kind of have to imagine in your mind to rotate counterclockwise. Then you have north in an up position, which is all the other imagery. And you'll see where the accessory dwelling unit is proposed. It's off towards kind of the east property line, kind of near the south property line. It shows a parking area of 24 by 30, which would allow it easily two parking spaces. There's only one required for the ADU. They easily have three parking spaces for the SFR as required by code, and they have additional parking in the carport area that's provided. You'll see on this, if you look at the dimensional information, that the proposed accessory dwelling unit is going to comply with all setback requirements. In fact, it exceeds all of them. The highlighted orange area is showing access. There's actually three access points to this property. There's been conditions, condition 20, that's requiring elimination of two of them. You'll see in the staff report that it kind of references that they're going to utilize this orange access point, the far west one. However, they want to change that, and they're going to actually eliminate that access, and the access that's on the far east is going to be used. So when that condition was written, so the staff report kind of references that, but the condition was written to kind of provide for flexibility. We don't really particularly care which two are eliminated, so we don't see that condition has to be changed within that context. I have spoken with the Kiernans that are going to testify today. They have an issue with that condition, and I'll address that further once they outline what their request is.
That's condition 20, I think.
Condition 20. Correct. It outlines the access points and that they need to get a permit from WASDOT.
Right.
That's fairly easily accomplished, but there'll be work that's required to eliminate those because they want to see that asphalt pulled back and see revegetation. The middle access point is actually, it has a fence across it. However, that's really not sufficient because you can create potentially access through there, so that's why we're requiring that they meet WASDOT. And in fact, if someone were to apply for those other two permits, say they wouldn't be allowed because of the dimensional distance, and generally you can only have one access from the state highway. It's really just provide for greater safety for the traveling public. So this gives you a view of the existing residents. We're just trying to provide an indication how they're going to be similar in appearance. You kind of get the different views of the different elevations here. And one of the aspects is kind of looking at that it's got a pitched roof, composite shingle, kind of an open pane window. The color of this residence is kind of a yellowish with white trim. They're proposing to actually paint that to match what the ADU is going to be, which is kind of going to be a gray with white trim. And here's kind of a line drawing of what that will look like. And then when we get to the floor plan of that, it kind of gives you also kind of an image of what it's going to look like. So here's an indication of the floor plan for the SFR. We're kind of trying to demonstrate where there's accessory living quarters within this structure. So you can see outline of this first and second floor and then the basement in the next slide. And it doesn't show any indication of accessory living quarters. However, I was to the site on July 11th. I did a general walk around of the property. I was not allowed access, so I cannot confirm that the floor plan matches what we have here. There's an indication of the unfinished basement. Just an open room area. So here's the floor plan for the ADU. It's compliant with the size. So because the single family residence well over 2,000 square feet of habitable area, they're limited to 900 square feet. They're proposing an 887 square foot accessory dwelling unit. You'll see on here it says 886, and it's because of rounding. I rounded up to the whole number. And you can kind of see in the, what would that be, the lower right corner, what the structure is going to look like. It's a little bit hard to see on this image.
Yeah, my copy's a little better.
Yeah, that's kind of difficult. And I'm going to try to see if I can go backwards. I'm not sure. Let's see. I'm going to go back to the site plan. So Health has reviewed this. They have already given approval for the project. And they, when the applicant applied for the building permit in advance of this, it kind of got stopped until this process was completed and whether approval is granted or not. And so in that review, when Health gets this application, they check it to see that they're consistent, and it was. The other thing to mention, I don't miss any of the major points of what you're looking for with regard to the accessory dwelling unit. Oh, this is a manufactured home, not a mobile home. Oftentimes people use that term of art interchangeably, but a mobile home is constructed as of a certain date and is not to current HUD standards, whereas a manufactured home is. And they're proposing a manufactured home, so I just want to make that clear. The other aspect that I kind of verified in the field, but which will be further verified when the installation time comes, is the distance from the single-family residence to the proposed ADU. We require that it be within 150 feet. And so when I was in site, we kind of took the tape measure from where they're going to place it. It's right at about 150 feet. So the inspector will have to check that carefully, and I've mentioned that in the staff report. But I don't see any issue. The applicant's well aware of what the requirement is, and is on the potential builder that's going to do the installation to make sure that they're compliant with code. So I don't see any issue, and that will be verified in the field when that time comes. So all parties that have reviewed, the other thing to mention is with regard to stormwater. Stormwater outlined some conditions, and in fact those conditions essentially have been met through the building permit. So we evaluated the building permit. The building permit essentially is ready to go upon approval of this. The other aspect is that condition 20 stipulated that they needed to demonstrate compliance with WASDOT prior to being able to get that building permit issued. The applicant's going to talk, or the applicant's representative is going to talk to that a little bit in further detail, and then I will provide additional comment after that, for clarity. So it's been reviewed by staff, and as I mentioned, all review entities that have authority, and the proposal we find is consistent with the comp plan, that it will comply with all requirements of Title 17 as well as applicable Kitsap County Code and other regulations that are relevant to this, as long as the conditions that are imposed in the staff report are met. Will not be materially detrimental to existing or future uses or property in the vicinity, and we find that this will be compatible with the existing area. As a result of the information that's provided in the staff report, the Department of Community Development recommends that this conditional use permit be approved, subject to the 25 conditions that are outlined in the staff report.
Thank you. Is the applicant here? Would you like to step forward? Good morning.
Morning.
If you could state your name for the record.
It's Joe Kiernan.
And you swear to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. Can you spell your last name?
K-I-E-R-N-A-N.
Okay, thank you. And have you reviewed the staff report?
I have.
And do you have any questions or concerns?
Item 20. The
condition 20?
Yeah, just, you know, look for the I talk about here getting the no-fee general permit. It's all fine. But I have to have document compliance prior to the building permit being issued. And I find that's like an undue burden. I can go ahead and apply for the permit, get the permit, and show that, and I'd like to have that suffice to get the building
rather
permit.
Yeah,
right, because, I mean, otherwise I'm paying the contractor to come in, bring in equipment, tear this out, and then go back to work wherever he's going. I'm paying transportation and additional time on the equipment just to satisfy this small onus. And why not do it when he's out there doing the work? I mean, you could just make it contingent on final.
You mean on the CFO certificate of occupancy? So that was your one concern then.
I don't think this is anything, but at the very last number shows the ADU building permit is 190770, and everything in here is referencing to what, 886 or whatever.
You're talking about this, the ADU application case number 19-00873?
Well, on the last sentence on 20. So
right.
The approval and issuance of the ADU building permit 19-00770. Is that a typo or is that just a different permit?
I believe it would be a different permit because typically they'll have a different number. I'll check that with Ms. Sands.
Yeah, it's 6-1 half dozen the other, I suppose. No, that's really about all I've got.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Is there anyone here from the public who wishes to testify on this proposal? Let the record reflect that there is not anyone here who wishes to provide testimony on this request. Ms. Sands, did you want to address the questions that came up on 20 and the timing? It's not an objection so much to the condition except for
correct
the timing of compliance.
And I wanted the applicant to outline what, mm-hmm. what their concern was directly to you. So in the context of the permit number, that's the building permit.
Okay, that's what, yeah.
Is different than the conditional use permit number, which is the other number. So that number is correct. And we don't have any objection to actually updating that condition to indicate that they will need to obtain the permit from WASDOT, the general no-fee permit, demonstrate that they have obtained that permit, and then prior to final.
For CFO.
Correct.
Okay.
Then they will need to demonstrate compliance. So they'll need to get documentation from WASDOT that they'll submit to us before they request the final.
So the department's okay with changing the timing?
Absolutely.
That. Okay. All right.
We have confidence in this applicant.
All right. I think anything else?
I do not believe so, unless you have any questions for me.
No, I do not have any questions. I believe that as the staff report outlines and as Ms. Sands has outlined today, that the applicant has met its burden of proof to demonstrate compliance with both the conditional use permit criteria, which you summarized, as well as the 10 additional criteria that are required to be complied with for an ADU. So I will be granting the permit or the approval.
I think the applicant is eager to
yeah. So I'm required to get it out in terms of issuing the written decision. I'm required to get it out within 10 business days. It won't be that long, but it won't be this week. But I'll
as soon as we have it, we'll send it out and we'll be able to process that.
Okay.
Permit.
And in terms of the conditions, I'll make the applicant's revised request. Sounds like that was not disputed. And I reviewed the conditions. They seem reasonable, and they're imposed to ensure compliance with code. So
yeah, technically we have to wait 2 weeks before we can actually issue the permit from your decision.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, I know. You all have your own timelines, so
correct.
I just worry about kind of what mine are.
The sooner we get it, though, the
better.
Yes, absolutely.
Gotcha. I think that's it. Are there any other questions from either the applicant or from planning department, Ms. Sands? Nope. No.
No,
okay.
Not.
Thank you. We are adjourned.